4 RSN mobile.
N4 ZLK.
Shane.
This morning, you on your way in?
I am, and I'm doing a little bit better on time this morning, so I'm not as rushed.
I didn't work last night. I'm off on Wednesday night, so I'm already home. I'm sitting here at my desk. Got up and fed the dog and doing some stuff at the computer.
You, do you work from home or do you work somewhere else?
UPS, I drive a truck for them.
Delivery truck or one of the big trucks?
Now, last 8.5 years or so, I did the smaller delivery package trucks for 20-something years and moved into driving tractor-trailer for them a few years ago. I think when I met you, I was working days driving around town, but I'm, right now, the last 6 months, I've been going to Atlanta at nighttime.
I had to get my CDL for Duke, and so I went to Tri-County to their truck driving school. I just finished last month, and there was a guy in the class with me that was trying to, he was a delivery driver for FedEx, and that's what he was trying to do, is get on as one of their big truck drivers.
They need people, just like we do. They're all over the road at nighttime.
Funny, because the guy that, our instructor for the class, he had been driving trucks for a long time, and for whatever reason, he wasn't too fond of the FedEx truck drivers.
That's funny. I probably know why. They, especially the contract drivers. Now, FedEx has two different operations. They've got their express, well, three different. They've got their express, their freight, and then their ground. The express and freight are, I think they're separate entities, and they're all FedEx employees. The ground shippers, those are contracted. So a lot of those drivers are contracted out. And those guys will just fly down the road, weaving in and out of traffic. They will blow by you on places that I would wait to pass, you know, that kind of thing. They're not known for being the most safe people out there. I mean, I don't see any accidents, but they run by really fast.
He made a comment about this. I think that and some common courtesy things, I guess, truck drivers do for each other. They're not, I guess, they don't participate in that type of stuff. But, yeah, he did say that, he said 9 times out of 10 you see a wreck out there with a big truck, it's a FedEx driver.
I can't say that. I just saw two last week in the same place, mile marker 6, coming back into South Carolina. I think it was a pothole in the road that I actually hit. One of our other drivers hit it, and it knocked us on the road. But there was a AAA Cooper that flipped over. He was pulling a set of doubles, and then there was another box truck that flipped over. I thought it was a larger truck, but he was down in the woods. So, but anyway, I don't know that they have any more accidents than normal, but I understand what he's saying.
Good morning, Shane Cage, or JCA.
How are you? How are you and Miss Sally this morning?
Just had breakfast. Sally's going to make me a cup of coffee there. Heard you talking there with the other gentleman. I missed his name and call, but just turned the radio on, so I just wanted to say hi real quick. You guys carry on.
Have a good day, and that's Andrew over there, KO4RSN. Say hello to Andrew.
Here's Richard, KA3JCA. Just a crazy animal, and my wife is KA4JCA, and her name is Sally.
And Richard, I've heard you guys on the net. I don't know if we get on during the same times during the day. I don't think I've heard you during my normal times, but I hear y'all most of the times I'm listening to the net.
Speaking of that, yeah, tomorrow night's my net night, so tomorrow's Friday, so. But, you guys drive safe out there, and congratulations on finishing your truck diving school there. And Shane, I was going to ask you about my packages there, but you guys delivered it yesterday.
Richard, I saw your name, and I said you need to get that out there. That was a joke.
I know it was.
Have a good day. I appreciate you saying hello this morning. It's good to hear you. N4ZLK.
You guys, KA3JCA.
R3C Richard, KO4 RSN. Shane, are the trucks they got y'all in now, or are they, I assume they're automatic?
Automatics, but the one I drive is not. It's a 2014 model, I think, 2014 Mac. I much prefer to drive it than this newer stuff. Some of the new Macs are really nice, but I just don't like a lot of the newer. We have some Kenworth, but the Kenworths that we have, I just don't care for them at all.
The truck that I drove in the school was an International, but they had several. They had a couple KWs, and then they had an old Freightliner that was, I think it was a 97 model, and that thing was a tank. It kept you honest with your double clutching, but the International was, I like driving it. They were all 10 speeds.
You got the Class A then, that's good.
Yeah, Duke requires a Class A because we have to pull trailers, or pull trailers. But, yeah, I was glad the school's still doing, because I think he said that their next round of trucks they get for Tri-County are going to be automatics. So it's going to start weeding a lot of people out as far as if they don't want the manual restriction. So I'm glad I pretty much got my whole thing. And then when I went and traded it out, I went ahead and took my tanker and triples and doubles test, which I did not do well on the triples and doubles, which I didn't study for either one. I just kind of winged it. I figured, heck, while I was there, I might as well see what kind of endorsements I can get. So I at least got my tanker.
Yeah, I'm glad when I trained, we didn't have any automatics, so I just would prefer to, I like driving the stick shift anyway, especially backing up the docks, especially if you're going up a hill, if you have to back up a little bit. They're getting better with the transmissions for the automatics, but they still need a lot of work.
Sure, and I don't know if, like I said, I don't know how, you know, semis are compared to, like, the trucks that we drive, because our trucks that work are Freightliners, they're automatic, but I don't know if big trucks are the same as ours in terms of our trucks. You pretty much, when you're riding around town, you got to keep them on the floor, and I thought that's how a manual truck was going to be, but they had a lot more get up and go than our trucks do.
Why yours are that way, I mean, it might be a throttle setting in there, but that's interesting. Yeah, you don't, especially in the lower range, you don't really need much throttle at all.
In fact, they were super touchy. I mean, which the schools, I think by law, the schools aren't allowed to train with any type of weight in the trailer. And I think he said some schools kind of secretly go around that law, but they'll throw some hay bales or something to get a couple thousand pounds in the bed. But we rode around with empty trailers, and so we were pretty much always starting out in third or fourth gear. But our trucks, which I know Duke has them governed, we can't go over, most of our trucks won't go over 67 miles an hour. But yeah, I mean, at times they get downright dangerous because you'll go to turn left thinking you got, you know, plenty of gap with the car, and you put it on the floor and it takes it 5 or 6 seconds before it actually wants to start picking up and going anywhere.
Bigger straight trucks that you see out there working on the side of the road, and are they automatics?
Technically, they would be Class B trucks, but yeah, it's the big buckets, they call them two-man buckets, and then like our line trucks that have the big crane-type hoist on them that we use to set poles and stuff. I think they're right around 40,000 pounds with all our stuff on them.
The way it's governed and they're all electronic throttles now. I don't think there's any cable throttles on any trucks in the last 15, 20 years. So it's probably just the way they've got it adjusted.
Times when we have to jump curves and stuff, and you kind of got to get a running start. Like if you try and nose up to a curb, they'll bog down and won't even jump a curb.
FedEx driver comments. I used to, when I went to Greensboro a few years ago, there was a FedEx driver. He was a contractor out of Virginia. He would come down to North Carolina there at Greensboro. He was a ham radio operator, and he was a good guy. We talk almost every night at some point. So they're not all bad. He's been driving a truck for a lot of years, and there was a friend of his that had that contract, so he was working for him. But I'm not saying they're all bad. They're not known for being the smoothest driving down the road, and you know they do a lot of passing, and especially if they're pulling doubles, you really see them moving around the road.
I'm sure it's like any profession. You know, I'm not going to pretend like I didn't just come from that. You got one or two people that make a bad name for the entire group.
I remember you saying something a while ago that you were either in school or going to school. How long did it take you? How long were the classes?
November, the beginning of November. I think it was November 2nd, and it ended middle of January. So it was, I guess, basically 3 months, almost an entire 3 months. It was, Tri-County school was very informal as far as when you get done, when you don't. I mean, you have to make up all the hours you miss, but it's good and it's bad, because if you're trying to look for any type of structure as far as when you start, when you finish, they ain't going to be your people. But it's mainly because once you get your hours, I think it's a 164-hour class, once we got our hours, you could, I mean, it was no extra cost. You could keep coming as long as you needed to, two, three, four, I mean, you know, however many weeks, and keep driving and practicing stuff if you had stuff that you weren't ready for on your test, and they work with you however long they needed to.
Sounds like a good system. Now, how many days a week did you go, and was it nighttime classes, weekends, what?
Nighttime. It was a super rough 3 months. So I'd go to work at this time every morning, get off at 3:30. I'd get to go home for about 20, 30 minutes to grab a few things and let the dogs out, and then drive to Tri-County, and I was there from 5 to 10 on Thursday.
Rough few weeks doing both like that, but you're done now, and you've learned a new skill, and it's kind of good to get that under your belt.
Yeah, I was glad, because they actually technically screwed up sending me and one other guy to Tri-County. Our supervisor wasn't aware that Duke has a CDL program themselves. You're supposed to go up to, you got so many computer courses that you're supposed to do, I guess, for the classroom portion of what I did, and then you go up to Charlotte and they do some formal training, and then you come back to your op center and you have a designated person that rides with you and logs hours and watches your driving, and then you go to the DMV and test, which I'm glad I didn't do, because I know we had one guy that went to the DMV and he had to make 4 trips because he kept failing the air brake test. So I'm glad I did it the way I did it. Plus, I would have had a fifth wheel restriction and a manual restriction. So, you know, what I got, if something, God forbid, doesn't work out here, I've always got something to fall back on.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you're able to do it that way as well. UPS does their own training, so, which is kind of nice, but it's like drinking from a fire hose. It's a lot of information because it's quick, but it works because they don't, you know, they do okay, and, you know, they train me well.
That's good. He was, he tried, which I kind of zoned a lot of it out because I already had a, you know, I wasn't doing it to try and get into the truck driving thing. I was just doing it to meet a job requirement. But he was telling us about, you know, some of the companies that have decent training programs once you get in. And I think UPS was one of the ones that he was a bit of a fan of. But, Gene, I'm pulling up to the office, and I'm going to have to run in here real quick to make it 7 o'clock, so I'm going to cut out. But it's good talking to you this morning, and I'll wish you 73s. KO4 RSN will be clear on your final.
Good. Have a great day. Good to hear you again this morning. Have a great day. N4ZLK. N4ZLK.
Hey, good morning, Shane. And I'm not sure who the other guy was. I was listening to all in that course that he took, the way they did that. I went to a course to get my captain's license a long time ago, and that's exactly how they did it. The nice thing was you could go test, and whatever sections you passed, you were done with. You didn't have to worry about anything you failed. You could go back, restudy, and retest on just those. So, anyway, good to hear you this morning. I'm up here on Terry's Gap. Not sure how long I'll hear you.
It's breaking up a little bit, but I copied all that. So, haven't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well.
Did a side work to keep busy, and been on some antenna projects at home. I built a new 160-meter helically wound vertical, which seems to be working real well. I worked the weight with it, so I'm 160 meters. I figure that's doing pretty good.
That vertical?
It's about 25 feet, something like that. It's helically wound, so there's like 255 feet of wire wrapped around it.
And when you said 20 feet or 25 feet, it's probably got a lot of wire in that coil.
That's what it's had on top of it, and then I've got 16 radials, ground radials.
I guess that makes antenna number 2 you got up there. Hi.
I've actually lost count. I'm rebuilding, doing an 80-meter vertical as well, so I've been working on that. I got a pretty deep fix, so I've come up with the projects for the antenna.
Got a few up there. That's good. I want to get more into doing stuff with antennas. I enjoy that. But I've been working on CW the last year, almost. I think end of last March I started. I just decided, I had to learn it for my original license, but hadn't done anything with it. It's something I've always wanted to do, so I've been working at it a little bit every morning for the most part since last March. And actually, that's pretty much where I stay on HF. That's where I'm on all the time. I've made a lot of contacts. I'm getting there. I'm still slow and don't copy 100%, obviously, but I'm having a lot of fun. Just breaking the squelch every once in a while, so must be you were right about losing it. Good to hear you this morning, if you can hear me. N4ZLK. You're still not making it, so sorry about that. N4ZLK.